From the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company with Adam Hill.
Oh, man.
Ryan McKinnell.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
It is Cofield and Company on this Friday. No Steve Cofield. You could probably tell that by the fact that he is not talking right now at the beginning of the show. Adam Hill in for Steve Cofield. Ryan McKinnell here as well. Steve, we usually play some elaborate ruse about Steve being missing or like some kind of weird nonsense and people freak out on Twitter. Won't do that today. Steve is on vacation. He did ask specifically to not say where he's going, so I guess I shouldn't do that.
I don't even know where he's at. It's okay. A mystery. No. Huh? Oh, wait. No, I do. I lied. Okay. And if you're listening, Steve, you got to give me $10 to not let it know by the next two segments, or I'm spilling the beans, and your whole vacation or your whole little trip's going
to
be ruined.
I think he's also embarrassed that by the fact that I'm going to the same place. Now, we're not going on vacation. We just happen to be going to the same place at the same time, which is very bizarre.
It's super weird.
it's a really bizarre thing.
I almost don't believe it. Like, there's some sort of, like, subconscious joining of forces that
came together. Well, what happened is, me and my friends planned a vacation, and then I told Steve, hey, I'm going on vacation, so I'm not going to be on the show.
So he followed you?
No. And so he goes, when are you going? And I told him, and then he said, oh, okay, I'm going the same time. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, where are you going to? And he told me, I was like, oh, my God. It's the same place. So I am actually going to start. My friends aren't going down there until the middle of next week, but I'm going to go down, hang out with Steve and his friends for a few days before my friends get
there.
You're
also going for different reasons, because tomorrow, in 9 hours, is Adam Hill's birthday.
I don't know why it's tomorrow, not today.
What's it? 9 hours? Midnight. Like, it's at midnight. Nine hours, I said.
I did put on the birthday boy button.
Yeah,
we're all wearing the neon ribbon. Chrissy brought neon bracelets. It's a raven here.
And I will say, I'm not going to talk about this much, but first, two things. First of all, Steve keeps saying 40th. It's absolutely not my 40th birthday. He's joking. But also,
you're past your 40th, right?
Absolutely. 43? Like no.
What?
No.
I am shocked.
This is insanity.
Your gray beard and absolutely eyebrows not would say different.
That's fair. But no, I'm not. I'm still in my 30s. And I did. There was like some things here that I just brushed aside, but I didn't realize what one of them was, and now I'm very happy because I figured it out.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Who brought that?
Her.
That's you. Good job. You listen. That's nice.
Thank you.
It's a
Chrissy cares.
The everybody can try this when we go to break, and I'll say it because we do talk about they changed their name. It used to be Seven Sinful Subs. I think it's now just Sinful Subs.
These are from.
Believe so, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's the dessert that they have over there, the dip, it's one of the best things I've ever had.
The smell, I just shook it kind of to give, you know, that effect to the listeners, but then, like, the smell rose up from the sides of the packaging, and I am extremely excited.
I'll say
excited.
This. It's like a funnel stick or a funnel cake stick thing, which it's really good. It's great, but I'm saying the dip that they do is the greatest thing I've ever had. I was trying to plot what other things I could put it on.
You don't even need to hard sell.
I'm very excited for that. Thank you for the
You're
birthday
welcome.
Wishes and the celebration. And
happy 40th, bro.
It's not my 40th. And I will also, I brought in a present for Chrissy later on. And she knows what it is right now. But she will be finding out later in the show. So it's my birthday, I guess, but I'm giving presents to other people. And we'll find that out in the 5 o'clock hour.
Paying it forward.
It was not the birthday of a lot of guys yesterday, but it was the biggest day of a lot of guys' life. Draft night in the NBA. I guess that's the segue I'm going with. Why not? It was
wasn't bad.
So many different things happen in the NBA draft. Certainly, you find out where players are going, but who really cares about any of that? Right. There's very important things that happen on draft night. And I think the first thing that stood out to two things stood out to everybody. And I will start with the secondary one of those things. How do we feel about Trae Young's suit? Because for those who didn't see it,
there's only one way to feel about
it. It was
Trae
sort
Young's
of,
suit,
I mean, what was the color? Maroon?
Sure.
I'm going to go with maroon.
I'm not even, yeah.
It was weird, but the thing that really stood out is he was wearing the shorts. He went like capri pants with it. I don't know about this, man.
He's doing the LeBron thing, man. That's when you know you got to try. Remember when Pharrell wore the Arby's hat a couple years ago. And it kind of everyone...
I think it was less than a year ago.
No. No.
I think it was recent.
Oh, man. Wow, I got...
Yeah, time flies. You got me in my mid-40s. You got Pharrell having his hat 3 years ago. Things happen very quickly in your world.
Yes, it's true. But no, you think about it. You know, that kind of took off. I think this is going to have... First of all, let's get this out of the way. They're both ridiculous looks. Arby's hat and the shorts with suits. Both, I mean, you're really stretching.
My thought is that it is a ridiculous look. However, I'm going to say some things about it.
We are both men of leisure. So on some level, we appreciate this,
and that's
right?
Where I'm going.
Okay.
My first reaction is that is ridiculous. It looks stupid. But then when you really process it, it's really just jealousy.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of us can tell anyone that they look ridiculous and stupid.
No, my plan is to look ridiculous every day. I pull it off. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact of just being able to say, you know what, I don't know if it's confidence or just not caring about anything. I care so little that I'm just going to be able to wear this, and I'm going to pull it off, and it's going to be great. And I could never do it.
I think there's an element. I know you pretty well. I think there's an element of that with you, and I think this can also translate to the Trae Youngs and LeBron Jameses and Pharrell Williamses of the world. But I also feel like there's this element of can you dress like this, and I still get respect, and I still have a full-time job, and no one's fired me yet. I think there's some ego there, and I think Trae Young has that ego.
But he said, could I start doing that, and then I'll still have a job? I guess I can pull it off.
I think you got a better chance of getting fired if you start dressing like Trae Young, because people are going to put you on like some sort of watch list. If you walked into Lotus in a suit with short pants on, people would get sweaty palms, start looking behind their backs. They get worried.
There's no better place for this look than Vegas. Like, that's a Vegas look.
You're absolutely right.
It's 120 degrees today.
If you were going to put me in a suit, I would have definitely cut the legs off today.
But would you wait? You'd go cutoffs.
The ripple.
I'm just saying, I would have torn the clothing off my body.
Get
I am
the
literally
scissors out and just go
I
with
a
it.
Thin t-shirt right now. I've started my summer of sandals. These aren't coming off for 4 months. So yeah, no. I mean, we are both men of leisure. I think, you know, as much as hideous as the look is, and as terrible as this trend is that is starting to happen, there is, you know, I do have a bit of a tip of the hat, a bit of respect to these guys because.
Are you going to go sandals all summer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you go pedicure at the beginning of the summer to get ready?
The pedicure comes Thanksgiving. My annual.
You do it at the end?
At the end of summer, yeah.
My feet are great right now. Your toes are out every day.
No, my feet are great right now. My feet are great. My pedicure is still lasting from last Thanksgiving.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
you last that long?
I file a little bit. Yeah, I file a little bit myself. Like, take off the dead skin and stuff. Yeah, for sure. But by the end of this summer, yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be, they're going to be a little worn down. Look, dude, Breadstick's like shaking his head. Like, dude, it looks straight. Like, I'm clean. It's nothing, it's not nasty. I'm groomed.
I already said I'm going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm not going to wear shoes the next week. I think I'm going to get one tomorrow. Why not?
A pedi?
I think we're going to start the summer off right.
Petties on petties. Yeah, do it.
How often do you get a pedicure?
Bro, that'll be number one.
wait, hold on. You never had one?
No.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Treat yourself.
Oh, Adam. Adam. From one big guy to another big guy. You got it. Listen, our feet. Yes, our feet carry a much heavier load than your average American citizen. Of all the people that need to take care of their feet, big men in sandals... Type 1A. We have to do this. And also, it is a very enjoyable experience. I don't go with the hands. Like, I don't do the manicure. I don't see the point. But with the feet, I rely so much on my feet. I need my feet to be healthy and beautiful. And with as often as I wear sandals, it's an absolute must. Absolute must. You are. I would dare I ask for a live stream or some sort of Periscope. I know.
It's not going to happen.
It's a pipe dream.
I'm going to try to sneak in someplace, like not be seen and sneak
out. Oh, yes,
out.
You're very conspicuous.
I slip under the radar.
Adam Hill, I think, pedicure ninja.
I slip under the radar very well, so we'll find out tomorrow. All right, so story number one, of course, of the draft was no question. It was the suit of Trae Young. Now, and you know what? The fashion game of everyone. It was very impressive last night.
We've come a long way from the DXXXXL suits of the 2000s and 2000 early 2000s.
And I said that was story number one. It's actually fashion was story number two from last night. That was the second most important thing. Everyone knows what the most important thing of the draft was. There was no question. It was the story of the night. We all knew it as soon as we saw it happen, and it continued to be throughout the evening. It's so obvious what the top storyline was. We don't even have to tell you. We're going to talk about it in a minute. And when we come back, the most important thing that happened last night in the draft was we learned who somebody was.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
The best dart players in the world are coming to Las Vegas for the biggest party in town. Catch the world's top stars from across the globe take on the best players from North America at Mandalay Bay for the U.S. Dart Masters July 5th through the 7th. Darts like you've never seen before. Get your tickets now from AXS.com.
AXS.com.
And search darts.
Dr. Michael Crivetti of Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in cutting-edge technology for hip and knee joint replacement. He's focused on maintaining very low infection and complication rates, excellent post-operative pain control, and most importantly, successful outcomes. These ideals are supported by a 99.8% patient satisfaction rating for his innovative outpatient surgical and recovery suites where you'll recover like a rock star. Get back in your game today by visiting CrivettiOrtho.com.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list.
That's T-A-K-L.
Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider Sign Up is free in your area. Just visit Tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit Tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's Tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, it's Cliff and Darlene from MJ Christensen Diamonds.
We just wanted to share our gratitude and pride in how our city has truly come together in recent months.
Las Vegas is our home, and to now witness the unity of a city that suffered such devastation and yet has risen as one is something we cherish.
This is truly a special time, seeing strangers embrace and feeling the strong sense of community. It's magical.
And so, from our family at MJ Christensen to yours, let us celebrate this moment like no other in our proud history.
MJ Christensen, Vegas born, Vegas strong.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Pogba steals the ball off Guerrero. Here's Giroud. A deflection and Mbappe gives France the lead. The youngest ever goal scorer at a World Cup for France. 19-year-old Kylian Mbappe.
A little World Cup coming back. That's pretty much taken over my days. Spend all morning watching soccer. Throwing off my sleep schedule completely because that's usually when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, what are you doing? That was like
I'm
my first.
Not sleeping.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what I'm doing.
I just got done doing the pro wrestling show on Sirius with Bully Ray, which was running from 6 to 9 in the morning. That didn't only just ruin my week; I think it ruined my month. Trying to figure out how I was going to get up at 4 in the morning to do the show. I ended up not doing that. I ended up staying up. And
yeah, 5 o'clock is usually the first game during the World Cup, and well, this one because it's Russia. And that's usually about when I go to bed. So
yeah, me too.
It's been kind of like I stay up. I'm trying to get to bed around 2.
We're not doing the DVR. I've been doing the DVR. You're not doing
the
DVR?
No.
Too inauthentic. Too many risk of spoilers.
Yeah, then you're missing Twitter too. Yeah. So yeah. So I
got
a.
I got the Spain Portugal game run that way.
Yeah. I was actually out watching that one. But yeah, I've been going. Spain Portugal is an 11 o'clock game.
Yeah. Well. what do you want from me, dude? Sleeping, Adam.
Yes,
that's what I do.
Well, I usually am. I'm not kidding. I usually am too. Like I sleep till about noon on the, you know, when I go to bed at 6. But yeah, it's been throwing off my days completely, and it's great though. I love it. My
what are you
gonna
do on vacation? Are you still gonna get up early on vacation?
I may be going to a place that has a team in the World Cup, and I'll be going out to watch the games.
Viva La Raza.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's definitely going to be. I'll be watching it for sure. It takes over the summer when it happens.
Oh, it's. I remember the last one. You were a psycho, obviously, because yeah. America had a pretty solid team, and there was some hope they were going to make that.
I don't like that team anymore.
That round of 16, but no, I remember we did a watch party down at a casino here for some UFC folks, and you were highly festive. I think about you every World Cup.
I used to be.
I know.
I used to be.
I know.
Not anymore.
Who's your team this year?
Well, my Colombia is not really working out too well.
The other team down south?
I'll be cheering for Mexico. And actually, Belgium has always been a team that I've loved because their talent is so ridiculous. And this year, they're finally starting to come together a little bit. So,
what about my guys over across the pond and Harry Kane and the English?
Stop it.
No?
It's ridiculous.
Come on. That's my team. My dad was born in Lewisham, so I'm full bore for England.
Your dad was born where?
Lewisham. Basically, like one of the boroughs of London. It's London. He's born in London.
Why don't you say London?
Well, I was giving it like the Bronx treatment. I was giving it the borough treatment. I was being authentic.
I'll tell you,
he's from Lewisham.
I will tell you the team I would be cheering for if they were in it: Slovenia.
Melania?
If no, more importantly, Luka Doncic is from Slovenia.
Okay.
And so is his mother, and that's the most important thing. As
Thank
we mentioned.
You, Jesus.
The most important thing that happened in the draft was not where anybody went, any trades, any movement, any stories about Woj and his not tipping picks and doing it in a weird way. All of those things are interesting, and we'll get to all of them as the show progresses. Luka Doncic's mom is the most important thing that happened.
This reminds me of when Mumford & Sons played with Bob Dylan at the Grammys. And
I don't even know what that means.
Well, It was a coming out party of sorts, right? Clearly, Mumford & Sons had some talent. Nobody knew about it. Bob Dylan did. He brought him out and exposed him to the world. I feel a similar situation with Doncic's mom. Like, clearly, she's had talent. Clearly, she's been a gift to the world for a long time. But none of us knew about this. Last night, the world got exposed to the gift that is Luka Doncic's mom.
And yeah, that's disrespectful. She does have a name, Ryan. It's not just Luka Doncic's mom.
That's what you called her, dude.
I know. Well, somebody referred to her as Stacy's mom from the old song.
Fountains of Wayne.
It's kind of similar.
You hit it with it. Chrissy knew the Fountains of Wayne. Way to go, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Every once in a while, she'll know things. Like, she asked how many governors each state has.
Oh, no.
But
Chrissy.
But I also knew.
Chrissy, let me move the computer screen. Chrissy, did you really?
Maybe.
What was it? Okay, we'll do this a break. We're going to save you. Clearly, you've been through the ringer already.
Miriam Potterbin. I don't know how to say it exactly, but that is somewhat close to that. Is her name? The Twitterverse took off last night talking about her.
Mm.
Andre Iguodala was one of the first that just tweeted out "Mom's decent" with 3 exclamation marks.
That's an understatement.
Definitely was talking about her. Everybody was tweeting about her. You were making some weird comparison to some music coming out party. I don't even know.
Well, listen, Adam Hill. Did you know about Luka Doncic's mom, Miriam, before last night?
No.
Okay, that's my point. No one knew about Mumford & Sons before that Grammys appearance, and then they went out and...
I still don't know who Mumford & Sons are. What are they?
Suspenders and, like...
But their coming out party did not go as well, I don't think, because I don't even know who they are.
Well, they ended up winning a Grammy a couple years later.
And Life is Beautiful, too, and that was the day I chose not to go.
Well, see, you
Sounds
know.
Like I don't
see,
know who
you
they know. Are.
You clearly have a Mumford & Sons bias, and that's okay. I'm not going to hold that against you.
It's not a bias. I'm trying to avoid them. I don't know what they do.
You acted
they
like you didn't know who they were, and then you recalled the time they headlined
Life is Beautiful.
I don't
know who they are. I just
and acknowledged
that
you refused to go.
Yeah, I didn't want to see them. I had no interest.
Okay.
Yeah, that was what it was. I didn't want to see them. I didn't know.
I think we can both agree we both have much more interest in Mrs. Doncic.
I feel like I have a better comparison. And you actually, and I feel like this is true because, by the way, every time we hear about Luka Doncic in his career, we're probably going to think about it. Like, oh yeah, that's the guy with the hot mom. Like, that's what it's going
to
be.
He could end up winning like back-to-back-to-back MVPs and his mom's still going to be hot.
No question.
Yeah.
Well, I'd give her about 7 more years.
Whoa. I'm going to be like Caulfield here. As a fan of older women, and especially older women like brunettes, like Doncic, I mean, she doesn't look like she's had any work done. She looks like she understands the importance of keeping an authenticity about her. I think she's got plenty of good years ahead. We are just seeing the prime years of Mrs. Doncic.
I think she's already on the other side of the
hill.
That
sounds like a reality show.
I would love nothing more than to do the real House Moms of the NBA and have KD's mom in there, and Doncic's mom, and
Allen Iverson.
Oh, absolutely, yes. this is gold.
All right, I do want to say that first of all, what team is Luka Doncic on?
The Hawks.
No, this is what I was getting at.
Though. Mavericks.
Yes. That's what I was getting at because
What's wrong with that?
Because everybody knows his mom. Nobody even paid attention to where he went. I
actually,
seriously,
that's
three other
a really good setup.
Three other
I was like,
people
the
this
Hawks
morning.
Three? No. Okay. Yeah. I got it.
Three other people this morning asked, they're like, I don't know where he went, but he doesn't have a hot mom. Like, exactly. Nobody knows. But here's the comparison that I think it fits. Do you know who Mallory Edens is?
No.
You did maybe for one night. She was a very similar breakout star. She represented the Bucks. Her dad is the owner. She represented the Bucks.
I remember that now.
At the NBA draft lottery.
I do remember that.
And nobody cared where anybody was picking. Everybody just wanted to know who Mallory Edens was.
Do you think having a hot mom makes you a better player? In the sense that you have clearly been dealing with opponents trashing your mom for the however long,
and
you've had to overcome that.
Not trashing.
Well,
they'd use her in their trash talk.
That's what I mean.
Yes,
I mean like really going deep on a personal level about your hot mom. They very well might be in the stands, and they're getting very specific about what they're going to do. That hardens you as a player, doesn't it? Like you've been dealing with very serious mom talk for at least half a decade, and you've had to overcome that. I would lose it. Like, if I had opponents constantly talking about how they wanted to, you know, stoic my mom, I would not be in a good headspace.
How do you think it's going to work out the first time he plays the Warriors? Because we know that
You're losing either way.
We know Iguodala's going to say something.
Yeah.
We can assume that Draymond Green is Dr. Dre is absolutely saying something.
Can we get a mom is decent chant? Can we clap, 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 clap?
That'd be good.
Mom is decent.
They'll probably figure something out in the crowd. Can you get a Doncic's mom jersey? Will the NBA allow that? That'd be a good one.
Do they allow apostrophes on jerseys?
They block a lot of different things, right. But I think they'll allow that one.
Yeah. That's a good Doncic's one. Mom is got it going.
Stop it. Can I get a Warriors number 9 jersey that says mom's decent? That'd be the way to go, I feel like.
This is a treasure trove of this awesomeness.
She is absolutely going to be remembered. This will be the draft of Luka Doncic's mom. That's how it's going to go down, I think, for many years to come. No question about it. But there actually was picks made. There was trades made. There was things that happened. I guess we should probably get into that as well. We'll talk about some of those things, some of where the players went, just our first impressions. And we'll find out, since Ryan does have an NBA team, find out how his team did and go over some of their sad history with some of the draft picks. And we continue Cofield & Company on this Friday.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com. Now, back to Cofield and Company.
With the first pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Ben Simmons.
Nice defense on him by Walker. Sixers trying to squeeze off Walker. They do. Simmons is going to solo, and he throws it in reverse.
Back here, Cofield and Company on a Friday. No Steve Cofield, Adam Hill, Ryan McKinnell here with you. Hill and his homies edition of the program. Luka Doncic, the big winner. We went over that. Well, I guess he's not the winner. His mom is, and all of us are for learning about the mom.
No, we're the winners.
The Mavericks actually were named as one of the big winners of the first round. I mean, he is a guy. We talked to several people last week. There was a little bit of differing opinion on what he can be because he doesn't have that. He doesn't really have that ability to blow by defenders in the one-on-one. So there are some questions there. But in the right system, and I think the Mavs is the right system, the Spurs would be kind of the right system as well. They integrate some of those, you know, the European philosophy. I think he would have fit there. But I think he fits really well with what Dallas wants to do, combining with Dennis Smith and what he's, you know, able to do as a young player. And they're on the right track to rebuilding in the post-Dirk era. So that's good for them. And I also did want to point out, and thanks to Nick, who's hanging out with us today, for mentioning it, and he posted it up on Twitter as well, sent it to us. But the Delonte West coming out of retirement to try to play with Doncic is a great thought. And I think Busted Coverage tweeted that out last night. Brilliant that he just wants to go meet the new moms of the league. Although I don't think she'd go for Delonte.
Yeah, the book's on Delonte. Doesn't mean she won't go for someone else. I think that's the part of the excitement is what is Luca's mom going to do now that she's been exposed for the world? Is it going to go to her head? Does she realize what she has? She has lightning in a bottle, Adam Hill.
I realize we're not actually going to ever talk about the draft today.
No, we're clearly not. I was actually just going to segue to that. And getting back to Luca being in Dallas. I joked earlier about, was he in Atlanta? What does it matter? Yes, we don't know what's going to happen with Luka. I mean, some people are obviously higher on him than others. And when I mean higher on him, I mean, I think everyone's high on him to some degree. Some people thought he should have been the no-doubter at number one. I don't necessarily know if I agree with that. But getting back to the Dallas situation, it's a good fit for him. And when you look at, if you're a Euro player with, you know, some real offensive explosiveness, who better to learn under than Nowitzki? You know what I mean? A legend of the European leagues, a guy who has done incredible things, future first ballot Hall of Famer in the NBA, obviously at the end of his career, but he seems like a welcoming guy, seems like a friendly guy, and seems like a guy who is a natural leader, so it only bodes well. I mean, if Doncic was going to go anywhere in those first 5, 6, 7 picks, I think he found just about his perfect fit.
Some of the other places that are being looked at as winners of the draft, mm-hmm. A lot of people listing Denver as a big winner in the first round, getting Porter. Now, the book is certainly going to be out on that. If he is the player that a lot of people thought he's going to be, especially going into the season,
then it's a steal.
He's a top three. He would have been a top three pick.
Right.
And he could have been, you know, a player that changes your franchise for years to come, and you got him in the middle of the first round for a team that, you know, has some talent around him already. So could end up being a huge win. I don't think you can call them a winner yet, though.
No.
Because you might have taken a player who has degeneratively bad hips and back. That doesn't bode well for a basketball player having a long and, you know, successful career.
Yeah, when you get to that point, though, it starts becoming that risk-reward factor, right, where you almost have to take him because if he is, you know, 80-90% of what we thought he was going to be a year ago, you really luck out. I'm interested to hear, because you're the college basketball guy much more so than I am, Adam, what is your gauge on him, and do you feel like the worst is behind him, or do you think there's legitimate cause for concern?
Well, I think if the draft was 2 weeks ago, he would have gone in the top five.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that he was hurt for most of the year, he didn't really get to play much college basketball. Going into college last season, there was, you know, he was a slam dunk, easy, no doubt, you know, NBA All-Star type player. Then he missed almost the entire season, just played a couple of minutes in a couple of games with the injury. And then everybody, you know, gets back excited about him after the season's over, and then he has to cancel another pro day with another injury. So it's a huge red flag.
Especially with those big men, and you get the Greg Odens of the world, and, you know, with those people that have had those red flags.
Yeah, and you just don't know. And, you know, he could come through it. He could, like, a guy like Joel Embiid, who had a lot, you know, some of the same concerns. He had a back issue. They weren't quite sure where he was going to be. He missed a lot of time, and he's missed a lot of time in the NBA. But he also was awesome. Like, where, you know, where does that fall? And do you still have that concern next year? They could, you know, play five games and Joel Embiid could be a star once again and get hurt again. So you the book is never really out on guys like that that have those red flags. You're always going to have the concerns. But I think it got to a point in the draft, and the Nuggets were at that point.
Exactly.
You have to.
Yeah. You got to do it.
You're not risking that much. I mean, you can find players in the middle of the draft. You're not going to find a guy that has that kind of upside. So they go with it. And along the same lines, there were some other teams last night that the book is going to be out. And there's certain places where guys just fit better, where you're like, I don't know if that would have worked anywhere else, but it's going to work there. And the Celtics, I think, are one of those teams where you look at them and say, they may have had an unbelievable draft yesterday. Now, they might have wasted the pick, but I think they're also in a position where you can take a chance and waste a pick. You don't need an influx of young, really talented players. They've got them already.
Right.
And they're trying to do things in free agency and other ways, too. But they take Robert Williams, who is another guy who could have been a top 10 pick talent-wise. Now, he's got a lot of red flags, more off the court, more character things that aren't like getting in trouble necessarily, but it's more how dedicated is he, how much is he going to, you know, is it going to be a problem showing up to meetings and that sort of thing. And he already got off to a bad start. He missed the conference call today to introduce him as the newest member of the Celtics because he slept too late and didn't get on the call.
Yeah, it's one thing. I mean, I can sleep past the 11 o'clock World Cup game and, you know, maybe miss a responsibility or there, but when you're an NBA player and this is your first introduction to the team,
yeah,
no.
Well, and especially when that's the reason you slipped in the draft. People are like, I don't know, is he dedicated? Is he going to be a problem? Is there a work ethic issue? Oh, he just slept in past the 11 a.m. conference call? That's not good.
It'd be like seeing Pablo Sandoval at like McDonald's with like 15 Big Macs and...
Yeah. Is it? That's the comparison?
Well, I don't know.
Or your guy, Moncada, with the 80 Twinkies a week?
Yes. Yeah, that's better. Thank you for digging the knife deeper
as I
wear my White Sox hat and you have your Tigers hat on.
No problem. But Robert Williams, like, and here's another thing. He did fall a long way because of those things. Right. There's no question. That's why he fell. He has the ability when he's on the floor and when he's committed to be a superstar and to block shots and rebound and score in a variety of ways. Like, the guy can do a lot of things. Any other place that he went, I think for the most part, I think there's 25 teams in the league you would say, he's just going to be a waste of talent. Nothing's ever going to happen. But I do have some optimism. The Celtics took him for a reason. They thought that getting with Brad Stevens, and Brad Stevens isn't going to allow any of those things, and if you do them, you're not going to play, so it's not going to matter. Like, that's probably the right situation for him to go to.
In a sense that he can fly under the radar a little bit and be molded in a
system? And Brad Stevens, he's the kind of coach that he'll just be like, oh, okay, you're not buying in. We just don't need you here.
And I
like,
have pieces, exactly.
Yeah. And he's not going to put up with it. He's going to demand better, and I think he's going to tell him, like, you're just going to sit on our bench and never play. You can do that if you want to, but if you want to buy in and commit, then, you know, we can make you a star. And I think, you know, that's the kind of player that Boston can take a chance on, that he can have some success.
If you're there. Brad Stevens, how are you feeling today with the news that comes down that he misses that, like, call? And I mean,
I think he probably just shook his head, rolled his eyes. He was like, all right, I guess we'll figure this out.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
Yeah. So those are a couple teams that people are looking at as winners, but I think the book is still very much out. Plenty more draft coverage to go over. Who went where? Who's going to be successful? What teams did the best yesterday? What trades are going to work out for the best? Get into more NBA draft talk as we move along. But first, it is also NHL draft time. It's hockey draft time. No first-round pick for the Golden Knights, but we'll find out kind of what they're planning on doing, and more importantly, what is this offseason going to look like? Dave Shane covers the Golden Knights for the RJ, and we'll talk to him next.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You'll also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience,
who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
Hey, it's Cliff and Darlene from MJ Christensen Diamonds.
We just wanted to share our gratitude and pride in how our city has truly come together in recent months.
Las Vegas is our home, and to now witness the unity of a city that suffered such devastation and yet has risen as one is something we cherish.
This is truly a special time, seeing strangers embrace and feeling the strong sense of community. It's magical.
And so, from our family at MJ Christensen to yours, let us celebrate this moment like no other in our proud history.
MJ Christensen, Vegas born, Vegas strong.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and 251's reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51's Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Crivetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Crivetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Crivetti Orthopedics. Visit CrivettiOrtho.com today.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on SmartTires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website SmartTires.com.
How would you like to spend the weekend in cool 80-degree weather? Get out of the heat and make an easy drive up to Brian Head Resort for their main event celebration Saturday, June 30th. Enjoy mountain biking, summer tubing, rock climbing wall, bungee trampoline, mini zip line, and more. It's fun for the entire family. There will be a barbecue cookout, beer, and live music all weekend long from San Diego's Safety Orange and Zeppelin USA. Plus, a spectacular fireworks show on Saturday night. Admission only $10, kids 12 and under free. For more information, go to BrianHead.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-6680. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-6680. That's 1-800-600-6680. 1-800-600-6680.
Summer is here, and while it may be hot outside, it's nice and cool inside MJ Christensen. MJ Christensen is celebrating the heat of summer with its sizzling lineup of hot, unique, and affordable new arrivals. Creative and distinctive, check out the latest from Belle Etoile, King Baby, Heather B. Moore, Uno Day 50, and more, starting at $48. MJ also has great gifts for grads and dads. MJ Christensen, something sizzling this summer for everyone. Located in Boca Park. Follow MJ on Facebook for exclusive offers.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
And the Lady Bing Memorial Trophy goes to William Carlson.
And the Jack Adams Award goes to
Gerard Gallant.
And the winner goes Derek Englund.
The General Manager of the Year is George McPhee.
Thank you for making Las Vegas a wonderful place to live, work, play hockey, and call home. Thank you.
Wow, Montel Jordan bringing us back. Good stuff. That was the conclusion of last season, the first season, the dream season for the Vegas Golden Knights. Wraps up with the awards, and now it is already on to the next year. That's what happens when you play so long into the season. Draft going down tonight. No first-round pick for VGK, but that just kicks off what should be a major offseason for this hockey team after falling short in the Stanley Cup Finals. Dave Shane was around for all of it. He was on the ride covering the team for the Review Journal and getting ready now for the offseason. Dave, how you doing, man?
Good. How about you guys?
We're good. We're very fascinated by Luka Doncic's mom. That's been the talk of the day so far. That's, you know, very important news. We've also got a breaking Major League suspension that we'll get to in a few minutes, but did want to talk some hockey with you for a few minutes here. It's draft night, but no first-round pick for Vegas. This is kind of a weird situation because everybody kind of thought going into last year that this draft was going to be major for the Knights, and now all of a sudden it's kind of a side note.
Yeah, I know. I remember a year ago at this time, it was like, oh, they might have a shot at Rasmus Dahlin. No. You know, which I'm sure they would obviously trade the season that they had, even though they fell short, you know, instead of having the number one pick and stinking. But yeah, I mean, all that being said, you know, they had three last year, so maybe you can kind of twist it and look at it like, you know, the three, one of those guys is almost like the de facto first-round pick this year. And to be quite honest, from what I've heard about the draft, you know, somebody like Suzuki Blanstrom in that 13-15 range is better than anybody in that 13-15 range of this draft.
Dave, I want to ask you, while we're sitting here on the subject of those three that were taken last year, you got obviously Eric Brandstrom, the Swede, you got Nick Suzuki, and then you got our top pick, the highest one we had, which was Cody Glass. All three of these guys are talented for completely different reasons in your mind, and in one of those you could absolutely view us as a de facto first rounder from this year. Who do you think out of that trio are we most likely to see here in Vegas in the coming year or years?
Next year, I would be surprised if any of the three next year. You know, I don't know. It's a hard question. I think for one, Brandstrom, because I think, you know, if you look at the defense right now, depending on what they do, obviously with Carlson and that sort of trade and free agency and how they plug those holes. But, you know, right now, I mean, there's some room to kind of fill it. I don't know if you can go a whole season with, you know, Brad Hunt, John Merrill, you know, as like your sixth defenseman, something like that. I don't know if he can do that. So I'm sure George McPhee's kind of looking at things. I'm sure, you know, if Eric Brandstrom comes in and wows him, you know, maybe you got to find room like you did for you know, Shea Theodore in a similar manner. Cody Glass, I think, is interesting only because he plays center. And I think that's such a valuable spot in the NHL. You know, you hear all the stuff in the draft this year and the lack of centers and how valuable they are. And these guys, you know, trying to require that position. And so I think if you've got I don't want to say a franchise center because I don't know that Cody Glass is that, but you've got a guy that you know can play center in the NHL, you know, that's a valuable commodity. And you know, you always make room for guys like that on your roster.
Sure, yeah. And as we talk about Eric Brandstrom, who is a pretty exciting, and he's got some offensive skill on the defensive end. Obviously, a great Euro defender, from one great Euro defender to the other, and obviously that is I'm talking about the headliner here of this draft class tonight, and that's Rasmus Dahlin. Listen, you hear the things to describe him. People have compared him to a defensive Connor McDavid, a generational player, a franchise player. Listen, Dave, I haven't heard anyone say anything even remotely concerning about Dahlin. Is he that much of a lock going forward in his career in the NHL?
It sure seems like it. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I'm always very hesitant with that franchise player kind of tag.
Sure.
Generational tag, because I think those guys are generational. You know, they're LeBron. Just because you're a five-star basketball player doesn't mean you're going to turn into LeBron. I think there's that misconception a lot of times with fans. You know, same thing in a lot of cases with hockey. These are 18-year-old guys you're drafting. Almost like baseball, you got to kind of project it a little bit and things like that. But yeah, I mean, from the clips, and I watched a lot of World Junior, it was just the one thing that jumped out at me with him is his ability to kind of get out of jail. He just seems so calm. You know, if he's put in a bad spot in the corner, you know, a pass from his defensive partner, the goalie, he just always seems to have the right answer. You know, whether it's finding somebody, making a quick move around somebody, you know, just kind of playing it off the boards. He just never seems to kind of make a mistake, and he always does it really calmly. I think that's the thing that jumps out probably the most. You know, I don't know, you know, I'm never real good with comparisons and things like that, but it certainly seems like if he takes the development track that everybody projects for him, that he's going to be, you know, kind of a franchise guy, at least the number one defenseman that Buffalo is going to build around for a long time.
That is Dave Shane from the Review Journal, covers the Vegas Golden Knights. You can follow him on Twitter at David Shane LVRJ. That's S-C-H-O-E-N on the last name. So we mentioned no first round pick. We don't expect them to try to make any big moves to get up in that first round, right?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think their focus right now is on, you know, Carlson in terms of the trade and things like that. I think kind of the way that they kind of view this right now is after 15, there's a huge drop off, so they're content to kind of sit at 60 if they have to and get somebody that they think would be just as good if they had moved up into, you know, like the middle of the first round.
And technically the first round pick is Tomas Tatar.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who they acquired last year. So go ahead, Ryan.
No, Dave, I wanted to ask you, as we sit here and talk about Erik Karlsson in Ottawa and everything that's happened recently, and I think there's really only, I think there's only one school of thought here that I can really logically get behind, and that is that at some point, I mean, I think July 1st is the offer date for him, and they're gonna make an offer. I think most people are expecting it to not be what they want, and then at least Ottawa can say they tried. Everyone wants Karlsson. This is a foregone conclusion. If you can make a play for him, you do. I don't know. I think obviously, and that applies to the Vegas Golden Knights, I just don't know how willing they're going to be to go out and try to make a run for him. What have you been able to gauge, obviously being around, talking to the team? Is Erik Karlsson in Las Vegas a potential?
Yeah, potential, absolutely. I mean, I would not be surprised at all if it happens. I think the biggest thing with it all is kind of the Bobby Ryan contract and Vegas's ability to take that on, that if Ottawa essentially is going through a rebuild, and we heard today that, you know, the goalie, Craig Anderson, you know, said that he wants out. Obviously, they moved Mike Hoffman, you know, tried to solve that whole that mess and that situation. You know, but if Erik Karlsson is available, then it becomes, you know, a matter of leverage and you know, is Ottawa dealing from a position of strength, and is Vegas dealing from a position of strength? Who do you have to give up and all sorts of things like that? But, yeah, I absolutely think it's a potential. I mean, they went hard after him at the deadline. Obviously, they didn't get it done, and they kind of went to plan B, which was Tomas Tatar, who I think ends up also working kind of as a de facto replacement for James Neal going forward. You know, people talked about, you know, well, he didn't play much in the playoffs and this and that, but, you know, there's elements kind of going forward. He's signed for 5 years, and, you know, he's basically a consistent 20-goal scorer in the same way that James Neal was, and you're basically paying him the same that you would pay James Neal, you know, if he was on the same contract, $5 million a year in that regard. But I think on defense, that's one area that they can really upgrade. I think that's an area that Jordan Hughes looked at. And they have that ability, like I said, to take on that contract. And I think that's appealing to Ottawa to be able to dump Bobby Ryan. And, you know, I mean, you throw him on your third line, and yeah, you're paying him, you know, 7.2, I guess you would be paying him. But, you know, they have so much cap room and flexibility. You know, and the other one is if they're able to land Ilya Kovalchuk, know, I mean, now you're talking about, you know, maybe a 25-30 goal score on your second line, and, you know, okay, Carlson, Kovalchuk, and, you know, what you got moving forward, depending on what you have to give up for Carlson, you know, now you're talking about something.
Well, I'm glad you bring up, depending on what you would have to give up for Carlson, in your mind, what do and what would the Knights have to give up to snag a guy like Erik Karlsson?
Well, I think Shea Theodore is a name that you hear a lot. It's kind of the automatic one. I think it makes the most sense. You know, being an offensive defenseman, he's kind of an NHL-ready guy. Ottawa can kind of plug him into his lineup, you know, as a top-four defenseman. Maybe he develops into a, you know, a number one or a number two and a power play quarterback for them, and I'm sure they'd be happy with that. You know, so in terms of the NHL roster, you're probably talking about him. You're probably talking about, you know, future draft picks and things like that. You know, first rounders down the line, 2021, you know, seconds, thirds, things like that. I don't know that they want to give up their first round pick next year and not, you know, have two straight years, I guess, with no first round pick. I'm not sure that they want to do that. But, you know, and then I think maybe the sticking point of the trade deadline we heard was Cody Glass. So now you're talking like, is it Theodore and a prospect with draft picks, or how much does taking on Bobby Ryan's contract kind of, I guess, you know, weigh in with the value and all that? And do the Golden Knights not have to give up as much if they're willing to take on that contract?
I saw a rumor online that was totally rumor, obviously, but there was something out there of Theodore Tuck in a first round pick. Would that be way too much?
Yeah, you know. So here's my thing with it all, is I think if you're giving up Tuck, then you also have to consider that you're probably losing Neal and Perron.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're basically losing an entire line, essentially, in some regard, your entire second line. So yeah, you're getting Carlson, but, you know, is it like a, what's the right term, like zero-sum transaction, I guess, or like a negative-sum transaction? You know, you're adding Carlson, but, you know, are you going to have enough goal scoring up front if you're losing, you know, talking, you're not able to, like, you know, readily, you know, the other thing is, do they make a run at somebody like John Tavares, you know, and how that all kind of figures into everything? Obviously, like I said, they're clearly in the final four for Kovalchuk. We heard that today, that his agent met with four teams. Vegas was one of them, you know, so we'll kind of see, I guess, you know, and how it all shakes out. But, you know, there's a whole lot of kind of moving pieces, I guess, with all of this.
So I was just looking. The Capitals just made a trade, so we'll try to get you updated on that as draft night comes on. Some of the players from the Stanley Cup team are out. Looks like Grubauer and Orpik for a second-round pick. I'm sure there's other things involved there. I'm just trying to keep up on Twitter as we move into the NHL draft. Dave Shane, who covers the Golden Knights for the RJ, is with us. You mentioned a couple of guys. Neil, I was going to say in general which guys are gone, but I'll take a second for that. Neil, you would say more likely gone than here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just comes down to kind of contract term, you know, his age being 30 years old. This is kind of his last chance to, you know, get a long-term contract, and if somebody's willing to offer him that and the Golden Knights aren't willing to offer him, you know, let's just say 6 years or something, you know, that's kind of a business decision at that point.
And you mentioned Perron as well. Is that a team decision or a Perron decision?
I think it's kind of similar situation to a Neil in some regard. I mean, David Perron made it clear after the season on locker cleanout day that they had contract talks throughout the year and just, you know, never were able to get anything done. So I think the Knights, you know, clearly had an interest in bringing him back, but he's also coming off a career year, you know, 66 points, and he's, again, 30 years old, and this is his chance, you know, to kind of find some stability long-term deal. If I'm just throwing out numbers,
yeah.
But you know, if the Knights were saying, you know, we're only going to give you 2 years, 3 years, and he thinks he can get four or five somewhere in free agency, you know, again, business decision.
So possibly Neil Perron is there, and Theodore could be traded as part of the Carlson move, which would make a lot of sense, you know, to match those up the way Ottawa's trying to build. Say Theodore would kind of fit into, kind of slide into that role, so that would make some sense. Is there any other players you think could be gone, or that, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if they're not on the roster for opening day next year?
Yeah, in terms of the least unrestricted free agents, Lucas Pisa and then Ryan Reeves, I think,
yeah.
You know, Reeves is an interesting one. Pisa just kind of, he would have to come at a, you know, a discount, a bargain, because he made 3-point-something million. That's just too much for,
yeah.
You know, what's going to be, you know, bottom six defenseman. Ryan Reeves is kind of interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, you could kind of get him cheapish, you know, probably in that $2 million range. I mean, he obviously played well. I know the fans liked him. You know, I don't know. Do you pay $2 million for a guy who's basically on your fourth line and maybe isn't playing every day on your fourth line? I don't know. You know, then it goes into the whole question of his role and kind of what he does and is that obsolete in 2018, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, my gut feeling is that all four of the unrestricted free agents will not be back.
Interesting. Interesting to watch as we move forward. And then the last thing is you mentioned some of the bigger names. Kovalchuk, they're in. I've seen a lot of stories on Tavares. I haven't really seen them mentioned except for from people around here. So what is your thought on whether they are pursuing? Because I saw yesterday like a possible 14 landing spots for Tavares, and Vegas wasn't on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of, you know, George McPhee doing his best to keep it under the radar. But, yeah, you know, certainly I've heard, you know, rumblings, and, you know, certainly I think it would be a splash that, you know, Bill Foley would like. I think, you know, it would probably go a little bit against George McPhee's history. You know, when you look at what he did with Washington in terms of signing free agents and things like that, it's not usually, you know, his preference. He talked about it, you know, at the end of the season about how he has to be careful, especially in the salary cap era. You know, but depending on if they lose Neal, if they lose Perron, depending on what they have to give up for Carlson, you know, they have to plug those holes somehow, some way. I don't know that, you know, moving Tomáš Nosek to a second line necessarily is the answer. And I don't know that, you know, somebody like Nick Suzuki or, you know, even somebody like Tomáš Hika, I don't know how NHL ready they are at this point. So, you know, if it's not Tavares and they make a deal for Carlson, you know, there's still a lot of work to do for George McPhee this summer.
There you go. And we'll monitor it all through View Journal and through Dave's Twitter account. Remember, follow him at David Shane LVRJ. It's S-C-H-O-E-N on the last name. Thanks so much, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
Yep. Good stuff there. And it's interesting. This is a huge offseason for the Golden Knights. And I don't think a lot of people necessarily expected how big it was going to be and how important it was going to be and what it was going to be. Because a lot of people said, oh, going to that second year, they'll know what they need. They'll be able to go into the draft, kind of make some moves there. But that's not the case. They're more in a position of trying to find a big-time guy to plug in and get better.
Well, and rightfully so, right? I think they're sitting somewhere around $30 million in cap space, and you're dealing with a very interesting offseason in the standpoint that you have one marquee player. I don't know how many are familiar with Erik Karlsson out there. You know, obviously he plays in a market that doesn't get a lot of attention. If you're an NHL fan, of course you know who Karlsson is. But if you're a Knights fan, obviously a lot of people in the Valley are new hockey fans. But Erik Karlsson is a generational defenseman in a lot of ways.
We'll talk about him more, actually.
Yeah,
we blew right past the top of the hour. I want to go over some more of our thoughts. We got Dave's thoughts on the offseason. We'll get our thoughts coming into this big offseason for the Golden Knights and just how much better they could get by getting a guy like Erik Karlsson.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.